I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Twins, 9-4 over the Rays tonight, Carver High. But I was just looking at the Phillies game. They beat the Mets, I think, what was it, 7-5. The Mets had 12 hits and they to 8, and they still lost. They were up 5-4.
The Mets bullpen unravels again,
unfortunately. Right, they blew it, right? Franco had a home run, a couple of RBIs. I mean, it is unbelievable. Weren't we just talking about them last night, Mafia, how bad they are? What do you think of them blowing another lead tonight?
Honestly, at this point, it's sadly not surprising. It just happens all the time. I mean, this is a team in the Phillies who was, what, like lost 7 games in a row coming into the series, and then they've won back-to-back games against the Mets because their bullpen can't do their job. They can't hold a lead. They can't do anything right. Mickey can't use the right guys. It's just embarrassing.
Did you see all the – I don't know if you saw the stories about – I mean, they're abusing this guy, Callaway, now in the Daily News.
Let's be honest, they've been abusing him since, like, 3 months in last year.
But it was Newsday, the guy that did it to him, right?
That's the one they went after, yeah.
Tim Healy.
But they're all bashing him. I mean, they get hammered on a daily basis, right, in the Post and the News and Newsday. Isn't that about the gist of it? And the Yankees, it's like a glorified marketing pamphlet, right? It's just... Every day, the Yankees are so great, and they're hitting all these home runs, and everybody, like, the only time they ever write about anything is when one of them's injured, which is like the whole team's been injured, so that's all they've done negatively. They can't write negative articles about a team that scores as much as they do.
Can't right now, not the way they've played.
They don't have a leg to stand on. What do you think of that Shiner your boy Scherzer's working with? How tough is that guy? He's like a hockey player, isn't he? Didn't he bust his nose and smash his face in, and then he didn't miss a start?
No, he pitched really well that next day.
I need that guy on my team, man.
But hasn't he struck out double digits in both the starts since, as per usual? I mean, is there any start that he makes where he doesn't have double-digit strikeouts? It seems every time he's on the mound.
Mafia, would you puke if the Yankees got him?
Absolutely.
He reminds me.
They're not getting him. They're back in the mix.
Yeah, they're back in the mix. They're not getting him. What are they? They're 2 games under 500 now. Do you think, who does he remind you of? He reminds me of Tom Seaver a little bit, if you ask me. You know, the way he works, the way he throws. Didn't Seaver just, he reared back and fired, and this guy's the same way, just brings it. At least I think.
Right, when he gets on that mound, he's looking to, you know, not verbally, honestly, but he's looking to intimidate you, demean you. Like, he's coming in there hot. He doesn't care who you are, how good you are. He's just going to throw the ball really hard and watch you swing and miss. I mean, it doesn't matter. He's just that confident in himself, as he should be, that he's going to strike you out no matter who you are.
Are you surprised? The Rangers won again for us, Carver High. As you know, we're closet Texas Ranger fans. Weren't you the one admitting that to me the other night?
Was I?
Yeah, I think we like them.
Okay.
Because they've been, you know, Mafia, we were down there. Remember, they're building the new stadium and everything. And you know, we're on in Dallas. They love having us down there so much. So what we do is now I root for the Texas Rangers. And they're in second place. They're 6 games behind the Astros. But they've won 6 of 10 and 3 straight. The Texas Rangers.
Scherzer, by the way, has 3 Cy Young Awards. He's finished 2nd a bunch of times, too, including last year. The only other guys equal or better than him, very few. And they're all, you know, Kershaw, Seaver, Palmer, Pedro Martinez, Sandy Koufax, Steve Carlton, Randy Johnson, and Roger Clemens. Pretty good company.
So he's got 3 of them already, and he's finished
3 Cy Young Awards.
And he finished twice, a couple times?
Yeah. Last year he finished 2nd to DeGrom. He's got a bunch of seconds.
He really is.
He's a Hall of Fame pitcher.
He really is.
Look at those names he's with on that list.
Who would you even put in the same realm with him right now in baseball in the last, like, 7 or 8 years? Like Kershaw. That's it, right?
Put Verlander there? I mean.
Did you think that Kershaw finally broke through in the playoffs last year? Or has he done well, do you think, enough in the last two trips to the World Series that they lost that you'd be willing to say he's a good postseason pitcher? Because that was his kind of – wasn't that the hangnail on him, was that he wasn't good in the playoffs?
I didn't think he was great in that Astros series 2 years ago. That was that series where it seemed like nobody got out of the third or fourth inning in any of those games. I'm just looking now. I'm trying to remember
that they're going to – seriously, that they could win it this year?
Absolutely.
The Dodgers? What do you think, Mafia? Do you think they'll finally break through or no?
I think obviously they have the talent to do it. It's just, can they get it done? Is it, you know, when it comes down to the playoffs – are they going to get the job done when it matters most in the biggest games? Because they've gotten to the, you know, right there on the cusp of the promised land twice now, and they can't get it done until they get over that, you know, that extra hump there, until Kershaw comes into the World Series and just mows guys down like you expect him to. I can't pick him to do it. I'm still going to take the AL at this point.
So it's so funny. I'm watching the Giants beating the Rockies right now 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth in San Francisco, but I was looking at them. They're 11 games under 500. They've lost 6 of 10, 2 in a row. They are minus 92 in run differential. I mean, they are awful. And then every time I turn them on, I swear, in the last couple of days, they've been winning, even though they lost 2 in a row. Like, they were winning. Last night I turned them on, they were winning or something, and then tonight they're winning. And meanwhile, they never win. They're 33-44. They're 19.5 games out of the Dodgers. The Dodgers' lead over the Rockies is 12 games. That's over already. It's over.
He's definitely had some questionable starts in the World Series the last 2 years, Kershaw.
No, no doubt.
I mean, last year against Boston, game one against the Red Sox, 4 innings, 5 runs. Game five against the Astros in 2017, 4 2/3, 6 runs.
Got lit up.
Game one against the Astros, he actually pitched really well in 2017. Game one, they won 3-0. He went 7 innings, 1 run.
Did you ever see Scherzer? Because they made the playoffs a lot. They were in the wild cards and in divisional rounds. And
the Nationals obviously have never gotten out of the first round.
But they've been in a lot of playoff games.
Scherzer has, you know, let me get his postseason. I think he's like 3-4 with a 3.7 as his career postseason.
So he struggles in the postseason too? And has those same problems when it gets money time in October? Is that accurate?
Well, he obviously has more games pitched in the postseason with the Tigers. Those couple years at the Tigers, he pitched in one World Series game in 2012.
Right.
He lost to the Giants. He went 6 1/3, 7 hits, 3 runs.
That's pretty good.
That was his one World Series start. So he's only started one World Series game in his career.
Wow.
And the last few years with the Nationals.
Can you imagine, though, with all those Cy Youngs and runner-ups, and he's only pitched in one World Series game?
No. In 2017, game three against the Cubs, 6 1/3, 1 hit, 1 run. They lost the game 2-1.
And what was that game?
That was game three against the Cubs in 2017, first round.
Right.
First round in 2016 against the Dodgers, game one, 6 innings, 4 runs. Game five, elimination game, 6 innings, 1 run.
That's pretty good.
They lost that game, obviously, 4-3.
But that's good. 6 innings, 1 run?
I mean, let's be fair. I know that he's been really good in Washington, and it's not all his fault. I mean, they haven't gotten out of the first round. Not his fault. You know, listen, there's a lot of people to blame for what's gone on with the Nationals the last
right.
5 years.
It's a team game. You can't blame one pitcher.
Strasburg hasn't been great either. You know, they didn't get timely hits when they needed them.
I just have this feeling.
I still don't know how they blew that series against the Giants. I think that might have even been before Scherzer got there. But
I just have this feeling the Dodgers are better than everybody. In the National League, at least.
They're the best team in the National League. No question.
I mean, without a doubt, right? I just think it's so obvious. And then they need to finally, you know, go do it. Like, get to the World Series and win it. It's got to stop where they just go and lose. And I got to tell you, I said this last night. I'll say it again. I want to see. I really do. Because the best era in my view of baseball was when the Yankees played the Dodgers in the World Series in the late 70s. That was as good as it gets. If you ask me, I mean, that was good versus evil and all that other stuff. I loved it.
Who was the good and who was the evil?
Well, they were the good, and obviously everyone.
Because a lot of people, pretty much, you know, especially nowadays, I mean, most fans, if you're not a fan of one of those two teams, everybody hates those two teams.
But I mean, don't you remember like Lasorda?
Everybody loved him,
but they hated the Yankees. Everyone hated him, and then Reggie Jackson and all the rest. I mean, are you kidding me? They hated the evil empire with George Steinbrenner. I mean, it's not even close. So I think it was good versus evil and all the rest. I want to see that again. Aren't they playing them this year in some like interleague game?
End of August, I believe. Yes.
Where is that? Is it here or there?
I believe it's at Dodger Stadium.
Out in the ravine.
I'm pretty sure.
Got to tell you, that ballpark is something else. When they built that thing.
Never been there.
I mean, it is the most spectacular and well-kept facility I've ever seen in my life for a stadium or an arena. You know what I mean? Like, you know your arena, the Nassau Coliseum, hasn't that been around forever?
It has, the early 70s.
Okay, so they renovated it, right?
I wouldn't say that, but sure, the outside looks different.
Well, they did something to it. They put a spaceship over it.
Right, well, that's the outside.
Okay, but the gist of it is that Dodger Stadium has never changed. It's been the same thing since day one. I don't remember, I could be wrong, that they renovated it. I don't ever remember even doing that. Because you know what they remind me of? What they've done there is it's like Disneyland. Dodger Stadium is literally as clean as Disneyland. When you go to Disneyland, you'll be shocked if you see a piece of paper on the ground. You know what I mean? It's just spectacular. Meanwhile, it's old as all hell. I can't even tell you how old it is. It's been there forever. Okay? So I've been to both many times, and they keep Dodger Stadium. It's immaculate. You could literally eat ice cream off the cement.
They've made a couple of small tweaks to the place, obviously. Like
fair enough.
They added some video boards in 2005. They added some museum shops.
They got rid of me. I used to go there and get drunk.
So they've added the upper levels were renovated.
They threw me out of there.
They did some stuff to the upper levels, so they've made some small tweaks.
Really? All right. But have they done anything to Disneyland other than fleece people? I went there literally. Remember I told you I went there for 5 hours. I spent $2,000.
Wider concourses in 2014.
Wider concourses. That's for fat people. I'm just kidding.
New video boards.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.